8. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sun. 866-233-0747. Right during the last segment there, right before the break, he's talking about, I will stand up against that which put Christ on the cross. Let me show you in Scripture real quick. It states in 2 Corinthians, now I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance. See, my job as a preacher is to preach repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ. I go on. For you were made sorry after a godly manner. You were sorry for violating God's moral law, Exodus 20. That's what drove you to the foot of the cross, where you put your faith in Jesus Christ. That you might receive damage by us and nothing, Paul said. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. Well, what did godly sorrow worketh in you in a man that's born of the Spirit of God? John 3:3. I go on. But the sorrow of the world worketh death, for behold, the selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort. Here's the fruit of godly repentance. What carefulness it wrought in you. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin before you, Lord. He goes on. What carefulness it wrought in you. Yeah, what clearing of yourselves. Yeah, what indignation. Yeah, what fear. Fear of the Lord. Filial fear. Yeah, what vehement desire. Yeah, what zeal. Yeah, what revenge. Revenge upon what? The sin that put Christ on the cross in the first place. And that's why Scripture says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And when I look at Scripture again, it tells me that we have been crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God unto salvation. I added salvation.
Amen.
I love it.
Amen.
I love it.
It's Scripture.
Yes.
Scripture is no debate. Scripture, Scripture. You know, I like those, thou shalt not.
It is written.
It's just so hard for those people that want to debate everything. And
that's why they don't call in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, but it's an absolute, and we stand the absolute word of God. There is no debate. I think it's just hard for some people.
It totally is. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. See, this is the kind of stuff that I love exposing, friends, because we're going to look at the enemy of our souls on that final day, on judgment day, when we stand in front of our Creator. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. And we're going to look at him who ruined nations and the souls of millions and millions and millions of men. And the people that have been destroyed and ruined by the deceiver, the liar, you know, they call him Belial. When we look at him, people are going to say, it was him that deceived the nations. Notice the word deceived. Notice what the state-run media is attempting to do to you 24/7 in this country. They're trying to get you to believe in something that's not really happening. That's why they have less than a 21% approval rating. People don't believe them. Yet, when you talk to the average individual in America, they say they don't believe them, but they talk accordingly, as if to say that they do believe what they say they don't believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's holding the truth and unrighteousness, by the way, friends. But in saying that, let me go back to Saul Alinsky. Keep in mind, the President of the United States of America. This is scary stuff. Here, let me slow my roll for a minute. Friends, how is it that the American people are taken by this little charade between Putin and Barack Hussein Obama, as if to say that they're enemies one towards another? How is it that we look at these world leaders? Let's go back to the 40s. There we see Roosevelt, we see Stalin, we see Churchill. Man, some of these guys, they just couldn't stand each other. But it's amazing that they were all in it together, history teaches us. Isn't it? To bring about the UN. Because remember, Woodrow Wilson couldn't bring about the League of Nations, to bring about which would have been called League of Nations back then. You now know it as United Nations. See, war is what brought about the United Nations, friends. And when you look in the book of Revelations, you can see that the Lord already told us that this was going to happen and how it was going to happen in great specificity. And I'm not saying that word just to try to be cool, but I'm telling you what, friends, it is right on the mark. Prophecy in the Word, friends, is right on the mark. It always has been and it always will be. But in going back, how is it that the American people believe that when you have, for example, let me say it this way. When we look at the support that Barack Hussein Obama has, it only comes from America's enemies or those that are attacking the Constitution of the United States of America or our Christian heritage. How is it that the only people that support his administration are the ones that are at war with our constitutional republic? And again, those that are at war with God, who gave us our rights to establish our constitutional republic in the first place, Exodus 18:21. Within the United States, Obama enjoys support from the homosexuals, abortionists, and communists. Without the United States, countries like Cuba, communist nation, Venezuela, communist nation, China, communist nation, Russia, communist nation, Muslim Brotherhood, same thing, political battering ram to create terror, only to bring about a new world order, okay, have expressed their support for Obama as well.
Friends, well, that's a good list of people, isn't it?
Oh, it's great.
And China and Russia are our biggest allies.
Okay, yeah, and no, the charade is that Putin, okay, is at war with Obama, and Obama's at war with Putin.
Mm-hmm.
Baloney. I don't believe it. I don't believe it for one moment. Because when you look at who's supporting him, it's the same ideology.
Mm-hmm.
It's the American people that don't support this administration, but it's America's sworn enemies that support this administration. Does that not concern anybody out there, friends? If that doesn't put up a chill up and down the back of your spine, nothing will. But let me go back. When we look at, for example, an amnesty debate that rages on, one has to ask, why is it so important that this criminal administration has to give license to illegals to come into America if he had all of the Hispanic support within America? Friends, because he doesn't have it. Remember what Saul Alinsky said. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. What does the state-run media keep inundating you with and promulgating? The lie that this administration means to perpetuate against we the people. That's all they promulgate. Okay? Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Friends, he does not have the support. That's why he needs the illegal aliens to come into America. By the way, not lawfully, because,
that's
hey,
right.
Listen, they're afforded asylum
right.
here, friends. And I love it. God loves the stranger, friends, but we must do all things lawfully.
And, you know, I need to add some of that, too. It's not fair for those these immigrants who have come in legally, lawfully.
That's right.
It's not fair that they did it the right way, and now these people who are illegal aliens and coming in the wrong way, they're just allowed to come in. That's not fair to those who did it the right way and according to the law.
Well, if you want the badge of an American, then you have to go through basic training and you have to go through the process just like anybody else has to go through the process. And I'll tell you what, a Hispanic, a Hmong, Chinese, Japanese, Russian, whatever the case is, we're all Americans when we do it the right way. And when we do it lawfully, when we do it unlawfully or illegally, hey, that still makes us a foreigner to the constitutional republic in which we have today in America. Let me go to my next point. While most Americans are under the delusion that people favor this administration, the real question is exactly who supports Barack Hussein Obama. Now, friends, I want to leave you with this right before we get to the next segment here. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Friends, we were talking to Larry Pratt during the first hour. He was saying there's a huge swell. Friends, this is what I say. Let their cruelties swell our ranks because, friends, they are. I'm just giving you the conscience and the voice of the American people. We'll be right back. We're winning.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Got to keep in mind something, friends. That Saul Alinsky, Barack Hussein Obama, is a student of Saul Alinsky, and Saul Alinsky thanks Satan in his book, Rules for Radicals. So if you want to know why there's so much disarray, confusion of face, it's because of who his daddy is. One of their methods to their stupidity, their ideology, is power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. By the way, Hitler would have never. Mao Zedong would have never. Stalin would have never. Mussolini, any dictator would have never had rule had the people not believed the lies that they themselves perpetuated on the people. It's all a bunch of phooey. Okay? Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. This is exactly how this administration means to rule the roost, through deceptive measures. I'd said during the last break that if this administration, this criminal administration, had so much support from the Hispanics, why do they want to give license to a bunch of illegals? Because, friends, they're telling on themselves they don't have the support. And by the way, it comes from a lot of the black population, too. I got a lot of friends that are black preachers. They don't have the black support the way the state-run media means to get the American people to believe that they have the black support. Matter of fact, a lot of black preachers I know are ashamed of this administration. Let's go to the next point. Let's go down memory lane here. If you remember correctly, CNN's president resigned a year and a half ago, due to the low viewership it received. Here's another case in point. We're just speaking to Larry Pratt, Piers Morgan. Hey, friends, if he was knocking it out of the park the way they wanted you to believe that he was, then why did they get rid of him? And did you also know, this just came out today, did you know that CNN's rating, you know when you go to the airport, they always have CNN on at the airports?
Yes.
That's where they're getting their ratings from. Nobody watches that garbage for the most part, friends. They put it in front of your face at the airports. It's bought and paid for. Because, again, they want you to believe, just like the state-run media, friends, no difference, talking about the papers. They just want you to believe that CNN rules the roost across the boards, when, in fact, friends, they're at the bottom of the totem pole.
You know, I've wondered that. Even when you go into restaurants,
and
they have restaurants and they have their, you know, their news up, it is always CNN. It's not, you know,
it's
Fox. It's not anyone
well,
else.
Well, let me ask you something. When you go into a grocery store, why is it that you see all those filthy magazines?
Yeah.
Talk to one of the manager's friends. They'll tell you they're not selling all of these magazines. They will tell you that it is bought, the very section that they have their magazines, that those sections are bought and paid for by the magazine companies themselves to put them there. They're not selling all the magazines. This is all delusion, friends. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. It's all deception. Let me go to the next point. Speaking of CNN, presidents resigned a year and a half ago due to the low viewership it received, and maybe this will shed some light as to why he resigned. Remember Amber Lyon, friends, former news anchor for CNN? She said she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for the left-wing network. How does the enemy operate? To lie, steal, kill, destroy. Going to John 10, friends. John 10:10, when you get a minute, read it. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What is this administration attempting to do? Oh, they're so big, there's nothing we can do to resist it. Oh, no, there's only 312 million people dealing with less than 300 people in the world that are trying to rule the roost, friends. And foreign countries all over the world are waiting for the American people to stand up and claim their rights so their countries can have a future and a hope as well. What do you mean there's nothing you can do about it? There's everything in the world that you can do about it. Hey, friends, have you ever stayed in a tent in the middle of the summer somewhere, namely in Minnesota, Minnehata,
in the
during the summertime?
Mm-hmm. Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried to go to sleep with a mosquito in the net, friends? Inside of your tent, how does that work out if you have a mosquito inside of the tent that you are trying to go to sleep in at night? How does that work out for you? What do you mean you can't do anything,
oh,
friends?
Oh, it works out bad for you because of the irritation of that mosquito. Mosquitoes, you know, perhaps some people are out, you know, listening to us. That's amazing.
Now I'm going to land and I'm going to sting you.
Oh.
But that's what a mosquito does, right?
Yeah, and some people, maybe you're out in Hawaii listening to us and you do not notice like to have a mosquito. A mosquito is an annoying pest that constantly, it comes back. I mean, you kind of smack it away.
Yeah.
If you don't kill it, it comes back and it's so annoying. It just gets all over you in the state of Minnesota. They're very annoying and it definitely makes you move and you definitely know they're there despite their small, insignificant bodies that they have.
Yeah, but the point is, the mosquito inside of the tent when you're trying to go to sleep,
it's not
going to
happen.
Friends, the point is be the mosquito.
That's right. Be the
That's
annoying
little
pest.
That's how effective the mosquito is, right. And keep in mind, again, they work for you. You do not work for them. Next point. Amber Lyon, former news anchor for CNN, said she was ordered to report fake stories. She worked for CNN. Delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration. Come on, let's call it for what it is, friend. Friends, tell the truth and shame the devil and construct stories in specific manners while working for the left-wing network. Lyon said CNN is paid by the U.S. and foreign governments for reporting on some events and not reporting on the others. Friends, this is the state-run media. This is who you're afraid of. She goes on, Amber Lyon did. She said she also stated that the Obama administration pays for CNN's content. Let me go back about 6 months, friends. Remember when the New York Times came out? Oh, by the way, hey, folks, you have those that are hand in glove with this administration turning on this administration and calling them for what they really are. The New York Times just came out. Friends, listen carefully. The New York Times just came out and said that this administration has zero credibility.
That's bad.
That's very telling.
Yes.
Now let's go back about 6 months, 9 months, maybe even a year. Forgive me. But they told you, the American people, that all the information that you get on the Obama administration is first vetted before it's released on the American people. That is illegal, my friends. In other words, the information they want to give you is untrue. They want to paint the picture that they're winning the day when, in fact, they're not winning the day. Now, friends, I don't want to work against God's judgment because that will never work. But the bottom line here is, friends, God is judging America, but in the process of that, he expects you to open up your eyes in the process and turn from your sins and turn back unto him. remember, preach the kingdom of God, Jesus said. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent is the word, friends. See, the only way that this administration is going to prevail is through God's judgment. Just ask Nebuchadnezzar. I always want to intertwine the word in there. But again, friends, if what the state-run media was telling you, and what they are telling you, if it was true, then how come we haven't lost the freedom to do the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
You still have the freedom to do the right thing. What is your excuse now? You don't have any. By the way, I don't want to give you an excuse. I want to encourage you, but don't put your trust in the arm of the flesh where you'll be cursed. Trust in God with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. But you must cleave unto him in the process of doing it the way that the Holy Spirit ordains. Okay? The New York Times, again, they blurted out their truth in their confusion. Did you ever see that? What did they do, like a 2.5-page article on me, the New York Times? Friends, when you get some time, go to Bradley Dean. Check it out. It was actually pretty favorable. I appreciated that. Let's go over to MSNBC. Folks, I'm sorry I even have to bring them into the equation, but their slogan during the election campaign happened to be Lean Forward, which is directly derived from the communist playbook. MSNBC parades people like radical lesbian Rachel Maddow, the shameful uncivil rights wannabe leader Al Sharpton, and Chris, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Matthews. MSNBC's ratings can't get any lower than a snake's belly, friends, and that is just where they happen to be right now. These outlets are the ones that are attempting to remind those who do not have enough common sense to know right from wrong that Barack Hussein Obama has the support of the American people when in fact he does not. He's not even close. Folks, I'm going to take a quick break. This next portion, I'm going to show you how bad you've been deceived. Case in point, Stalin said, it's not who does the voting that counts. He said, it's who does the counting of the votes that counts. And I want to show you how the state-run media attempted to get you to believe that everybody was behind Barack Hussein Obama. 1 minute? Oh, okay. And I'll put a little salt on your tongue here. Chase is telling me I have 1 minute here. During the 2010 elections, there were 63 Democratic representatives who were unseated. Why? Because the American people were wide awake. And just like Larry Pratt said again, we got Owners of America during the first segment. I got a high five. I got to piggyback what he said. They're in trouble, friends.
Mm-hmm.
This coming cycle, they're in trouble. Here's another point. Boy, I'm just inundating people with a whole lot of stuff. Why do people say that they got to wait for the next election cycle to actually remove those that are violating the Constitution?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com will be. Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat. What should work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Go ahead, Chase. Tell me what you were just thinking. Folks, just food for thought really quick in the middle of my message. And what is the message? Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. But this is just kind of a food for thought.
Yeah, we had a caller yesterday, and I was talking to him after he was on the air. He was talking about how while this whole Ukraine crisis is going on, Russia's invading Ukraine, we got people focusing their attention, all the media attention is over there, Facebook and social media blowing up.
Hang on a second. It's a shift of power. That's all it is. It's a shift of power. It's like when the mob, when a certain portion of mobsters want to get rid of another portion of mob, what they do is they come together, they demonize them, they take them out because there's a shift of power.
What blows my mind is how people think they're going to affect any kind of change overseas without affecting change internally first. It's like,
of course,
it's just like when you're up in an airplane. We were just flying out to Tennessee, right? And they say, make sure you put your own breath mask on first, right? It's like you can't help anybody if you don't have some clean oxygen going to your own
good
tank,
analogy, yeah,
right? So make sure we got to get ourselves straight if we're going to help Ukraine or anybody. And meanwhile,
I just believe it's diversion, because while we keep, we're told by the state-run media that someone, you know, other than America is under attack, if people would wake up in this country, you would realize that you're the ones that are under attack.
Yeah.
You keep thinking that it's happening in a third world country when, in fact, it's your government attacking you and your rights, friends.
Right, and this caller was talking about how, meanwhile, while this whole Ukraine thing is going on, we got North Korea bringing missiles through Panama Canal, which is completely illegal. I mean, that's like all over the...
Yeah.
If people... If that hit the media, that's like one of the biggest no-nos in international policy or whatever.
Okay,
is to
well
bring
then
weapons.
Why? Hey, the question is if we have a good administration, then why isn't it hitting the media?
Exactly.
If we have a good state-run media, then why don't we have this information being brought to the American
people?
It
makes you wonder what the world news looks like, because I guarantee you it's a lot different than what we're getting in America here.
Well, we know it's all owned and operated by six corporations. That's a different show.
Yeah, and vetted by the government.
And that's something. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Anyways, we were talking MSNBC. Sorry I had to talk about MSNBC. But MSNBC loves to go along with this administration in an attempt to make the American people believe through the deceptive manner and their information and they're omitted information. And they're cutting and pasting information. Selective hearing information.
Omitting certain truths information.
They're trying to get the American people to believe that everybody's behind Barack Hussein Obama.
Yes, it's not fine. Yeah, case in point, when you look at the liberal states such as Connecticut, and at least 100,000 people have said, no, we're not going to comply with this law. You got to say, well, listen,
I think
we got to gather a lot of hope.
I think I've seen the number 350,000 people that are resisting this Vance, Lieutenant Paul Vance over there in Connecticut, who said, I am
the master.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. All right, let's get to this point. Do you remember, friends, just encouraging you, but keep in mind, the hope is found in what you do in response to the truth that I give to you. Do you remember that in 2010, the elections, 63 Democratic criminals were unseated? Why? Because the American people responded. Do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move the 2012 Democratic Convention from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena, and he still couldn't fill the seats by giving away free tickets?
That's a shame.
And then they blamed the weather. But it was the meteorologist there that actually told him, listen, you knew all week that there was going to be no issue with the weather. No, they had to try to use somebody to cover their own tracks because they knew that they didn't have the support.
It's a pretty sad state to be when you can't even fill the seats by giving away the tickets.
Well, here we go. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Friends, are you being liberated? You have to be. Because this is all being thrown on you through deceptive manners. Let me keep going on here. Do you remember when it was reported in Milwaukee that people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to come see Barack Hussein Obama? When in fact there was only 5,000 seats available in that arena. Ooh, that stumbling block.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it really is. Do you remember that 70% of Obama's Twitter followers were found out to be fake accounts created out of thin air?
Oh, I always love that. You know, imaginary people makes you feel good, gives you the warm and fuzzies.
He doesn't have the support. So I lay to your candor, America. Why is he still there? Hey, did you see yesterday, friends, just to show you what you're dealing with? Did you see that the Attorney General of the United States is defending Islam in America? This was just yesterday. Wow, what's going on, friends? This sounds like scripture to me, Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. I go on. Do you remember when Stevie Wonder couldn't get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama? Wait a second, I thought he had all this black support, friends. Come on! See what they do, friends, when they demonize somebody, they want to make it look as big as possible. That's why they're zeroing in on the Tea Party. And what's happening? All of the outlets with the state-run media, all those that are Confederate with this criminal administration are trying to get you to believe that we're so big and so huge, and look what we can do to you. Well, through encroachment upon who you are and the rights that you obtain, you're exactly right. And guess what they're eating away at, friends? Your rights. And atrocity after atrocity, violation after violation of the Constitution and the laws of our Constitution, the enumerated laws, friends, that you allow to take place, you only embolden these criminals to do it again. But friends, keep in mind, they don't have the support. 200 people. Stevie Wonder, that brother from another mother, couldn't get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama. Man, I thought he had all that support for all those down south. No, he ain't got it. Hey, let me say it this way. Oh, no, he didn't. He couldn't get them. He couldn't get 200 people to show up. But what are you running from? Scripture says under judgment in the book of Leviticus 26 that you will flee when none pursueth, friends. My Bible tells me that God maketh the righteous bold as lions by the power of the Holy Ghost. We serve a consuming fire, therefore his sons and his daughters are ministers of the flames of fire. And you don't have to sell fire, friends, because it's contagious. And that's what we're doing right now, as Samuel Adams said, to set fires in the minds of the people. Just kind of like Samson, when he lit the fires and he put them and he...
Take
him out of the
tails.
Back of the fox's tail and sent him through the fields. That's exactly right. Let's go on. I'm not done. Oh, no, I'm not done, friend.
There's more?
Oh, there is more.
All the support is overwhelming.
Barack Hussein Obama had all the support. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Now, keep in mind, friends, what I did say is he does have a lot of support from those that are at war with the American ideals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only support that he has for the most part. I go on. Did you forget that during the re-election inauguration, there weren't even enough people in Washington, D.C. to fill up the hotel rooms?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, that is unprecedented. He couldn't even sell the hotel rooms during his inauguration. But you were told that he came in a landslide and won the day again, didn't he, friends? Really? Hey, folks, did you forget the massive voter fraud that took place in the United States in the last election?
Mm-hmm.
Remember what communist dictator Joseph Stalin said, those who cast the votes decide nothing. It's those who count the votes that decide everything.
You know, it's interesting. I got to make a point. Maltov Mitchell did a very interesting piece on this, I believe. And he said that in no state where voter ID was required and made mandatory, did Barack Obama win. So, where you have...
Of course not.
Of course. So, when you're looking at, that's like the number one thing.
So,
when
you're
mandatory voter ID, no. Of course, you know, when you do anything, you go to the airport, you have to show your ID. You do a governmental document. You get
not when you vote.
Yeah, you have to show your ID.
Oh, no.
But no, you just say you are who you are. You can go in multiple times.
That's unthinkable.
Exactly.
That's unthinkable, says this criminal administration when it comes to holding them accountable. Namely, through the votes of the American people. But listen again, Joseph Stalin. Those who cast the votes decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. Wow. That's pretty telling. But power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have, friends. It's all through deceptive measures. He doesn't have the support. If the best he's got is MSNBC, friends, let him have them. Because nobody's listening to them neither. But what about all that black support? Okay. Huh. Don't you remember, friends, that 7 in 10 black voters supported the Prop 8 marriage decision? It was the black voters in California that were shutting down gay marriage. Were you told that through the state-run media? No, but you did hear it on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You did hear from those that were willing to tell you the truth. Folks, the black population is also awakening to the fact that Barack Hussein Obama is Planned Parenthood's greatest advocate, there to eradicate the blacks and the Hispanics. So, who supports Barack Hussein Obama? Well, again, I said the homosexuals, who make up less than 1.6% of the population do. The very ones who are being used as a political battering ram only to make way for Sharia law. They just haven't realized it yet, but I think they are. Planned Parenthood supports him, only to be used as a political battering ram to eradicate human life under the guise of choice, which in truth is population control. And I do want to say this. I love you enough to tell you the truth, friends. You are responsible for saying nothing concerning the homosexual agenda. You are responsible for not standing up for life in the womb. You will be held accountable on Judgment Day for what you left undone. Love you enough to tell you the truth.
To sin by silence when men should protest makes cowards of men.
Obama's support only comes from those who are at war with our constitutional republic and those who are at war with God, who gave us our rights to establish our constitutional republic within the United States. Listen carefully. Obama enjoys support from the homosexuals, abortionists, and communists. Without the United States, countries like Cuba, a communist nation. Venezuela, a communist nation. China, a communist nation. Russia, a communist nation. The Muslim Brotherhood, a political battering ram to create the illusion of terror, only to create enough chaos to overthrow the laws of the land under the guise of safety and peace. Have expressed their support for Obama. None other, friends. So who supports this administration? Your enemies do. When we come back, we're going to finish off the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you'd like to give us a call, sorry, I should have given it out a couple more times. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I'm just wondering if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint, and it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. The whole premise has been how the enemy, the state-run media, this criminal administration, and his little minions use deception to overthrow the masses of the people by trying to convince you that they are a lot more, a lot stronger than what they really are. I go to Scripture and it says this: He will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. And let me give you the answer to the issues which are at hand. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Get this in your heart. Government does not have a right to break the law. And freedom of speech does not give the state-run media a right to lie. They must be held accountable for their violations. End of story. I love it.
God is known by the judgments that he executes, friends. Psalm 9:17. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about him. Psalm 97. You that love the Lord, abhor evil and love that which is good. Wow. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies, God of David, God of Moses. Indeed. When my people will keep the commandments in which I commanded them, no longer will they have to deal with man's 10,000 commandments because they simply listen to my 10 commandments. Let me finish this up. Remember what Saul Alinsky said, power is not what you have, but what the people think you have. Talking about those that support this administration are those that are anti-American, communist nations, communist leaders. And you're under the guy, folks, and you're under the delusion that for some reason Barack doesn't get along with these other nations that are surrounding the United States of America right now as we speak. that is supporting your sworn enemies through Muslim Brotherhood. Wow. What could be possibly going on, Bradley? Well, I can tell you what's going on. You have an administration that is using the slogan, lean forward, to open floodgates to illegal immigration, as I talked about earlier. So does this administration have the support that you might think they have? Absolutely not. Lean forward is a communist slogan, as I shared with you earlier. And this is their slogan. By the way, it's the same slogan that MSNBC uses. Folks, it's flashing on their screens. If you ever just do it. Just do it once. Just go online. Just turn on MSNBC.com really quick and just see lean forward. That's a communist slogan. You should see what Phil Griffith has to say, friends. He knows what he's doing. They're pushing the envelope to see how many stupid, idiotic, ignoramuses and useful idiots there are in America, because they are King Creole when it comes to useful idiots. They don't know that they're being used, and they'll be the first ones eradicated once they get their way. Who's they? The enemy of mankind and to mankind. You notice how everybody's always talking about they, but they can never put their finger on they?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're in a spiritual world, friends. That's why you can't put your finger on a they. When the Bible talks about the prince of the power of the air, in a spiritual warfare, you are directly in the center of it, friends, namely the United States of America. Why? Because you are the freest nation in the world. You are called the light of the world. You are responsible with much. Therefore, God is holding you responsible for much. But in saying that, this is where the warfare is being fought out. It's being fought out right in front of us, friends. So when you're talking about they, listen, those idiots, these useful idiots that are being used, that call themselves the elitists, friends, they're being used. So you might talk to one of these little minions of Satan himself and say, hey, who's destroying this country as they're hanging out at the Bohemian Grove? And they might just turn around and say, well, I don't know, they are doing it. Well, who's they? Those guys, well, we can't put our finger on it. You know, you're right, you can. Because it is Satan himself that is deceiving the people. Let me tell you again what Scripture says. Bradley, that's a little too deep. You know what? It's time to get deep, because, friends, you're in it pretty deep.
Mm-hmm.
He will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way. Who's he? The enemy, Satan. To destruction, because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. Who is this Savior of mankind, Matthew 1:21? His name is Jesus Christ. Not Barack Hussein Obama. You know, it's interesting. I've heard people call Barack Hussein Obama the anointed one. That's scary. Because it's not a joke. The joke's on America. That's something to think about.
Exactly.
You're the show host here.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, the anointed one. If you look at that, why would those terms even be used? The anointed one is Jesus the Christ himself.
Mm-hmm.
And they use it in a way that they're kind of, you know, demeaning him. But, you know, the point is that people, when they originally looked at Barack Obama during his first campaign, his first election, they were just gaga goo goo over the whole thing. And now that we see the fruit of this administration and we see that people are beginning to rise up, we need to take heart.
They have been.
Yes.
Yes.
We need to take heart. But, you know, we have a job to do that's still not done. We can't just say, well, we'll rise up, you know, during an election cycle and then go back to sleep. We need to hold our representatives and the president, no matter who they are, their feet to the fire at all times, so they know that we have a citizenry who is very knowledgeable, and of course, you don't know your rights. You know, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. Very knowledgeable, and says, listen, we're going to hold you accountable, because too much blood has been shed, too many people have sacrificed too much to establish our nation for us to let it go over some, you know, tyrannical regime who wants to take over.
It's not like it's not our sons and our daughters that are bleeding and dying.
That's right.
Folks being used to propagate crimes against other nations. It's our children. It's our brothers and our sisters, our uncles and our aunts. Did you want to say something?
Well, that's when you were talking about the Second Amendment earlier, it ties all together. That's why we had a militia in the foundations of our country, not a United States military, because they didn't have a standing army that they could just move at a whim. They had to bring the states together with their militias in order to make an action against a foreign country. But nowadays, you got the army in the president's hands anytime he wants with the Navy, the Army, the Marine Corps.
Let's talk about the Army right now. Folks, there's so many things we could talk about, but I'm thinking for the rest of us, right? He's dismantling your military, friends. Today. Yesterday. He's loading up in your military Muslims. You don't have to dig too deep to see what's going on. See, under the guise of deception, he is empowering those that will destroy. Because the American people have sat down and allowed him to do it. The two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So, friends, what we need to do is tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we're seeing going on in our country right now. I mean, friends, going back to what Chase just said, your president right now, friends. Oh, my goodness. If we could just get to the point where everything he's done has been null and void because it's in the face of the American people. But to prove it and then to hold him accountable, him and his administration. Oh, would that be a glorious day for the world to see? You know, nobody wants to go down in history seeing another tyrant destroy millions of his own people, right?
Right.
Well, so let's not give him the opportunity to do that.
Exactly.
That's why we have a constitution.
Right, exactly. And I'm thinking about that quote, where the government fears the people, there's liberty. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. And there's an option there for, let's say, when the government has a good, healthy fear of we the people, we are the employer, they are the employee, then we have liberty. When it's the other way around, tyranny runs free, and where are we? We have a job to do, let's not forget that, but there should be a good, healthy fear of our government upon the citizens who put them in office and keep them in check.
That's right. And here the other thing, too, is we need to understand, friends, that we are in this together. And we're not, again, talking about the majority. We're talking about a small minority that are ruining the lump.
Exactly.
With the little leaving, and the foxes are spoiling the vines. We need to stop the spread of crime in our government. We need to uphold and magnify the laws of our constitutional republic to preserve for our posterity what our forefathers bestowed upon us. The Constitution of the United States of America, the preamble, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. Stephanie, you got 45 seconds. Fill it with words.
Well, what I was going to say is for those of you who want to support a ministry that is out there doing, as we always say, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We need your support. Become a son or daughter of liberty today and join us. You can help with the foundations of this ministry to get us out there. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the donate button in the top right-hand corner, or you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. We can do this thing, but we got to do it together.
Amen. We love you folks by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds not words. Thank you guys down at GCN. You guys rock. Chase.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.